God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We just read about Saul. How many know it's a discerning of spirits? He's seeing into the realm of the spirit. He saw the similitude of the Lord. He saw the glory of the Lord. He heard the voice of the Lord. He got saved and he comes out. He got filled with the spirit when Ananias laid hands on him. And he comes out preaching the Jesus that last week he was persecuting. And so for this, he gets in trouble. And they seek to kill him, and they had to let him over the wall in a basket. Somebody say persecution. Suffering. Power. Say it like this. Power. And persecution. Yeah. I didn't figure we'd shout too much about this. Peter falls into a trance. Has a vision on the rooftop. He sees the will of God to include not just the Jews, but all the Gentiles into the plan of God. He sees the plan of God supernaturally. He said, there's men down there. I want you to go with them. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, visions, trances. He goes. He preaches. He hardly gets a paragraph out of his mouth. The Holy Ghost falls, fills them all, and saves them.
Glory to God.
Huh? And so when he gets home, his denomination is fit to be tied with him. And they call him on the carpet. And I mean, they have trouble about this for years after that. About the Gentiles and the Jews. Do you have to keep the law? Do you not have to keep the law? I mean, problems, issues. The lame man at Lystra. Paul's preaching like a house of fire. He says, you got faith to be healed, don't you? Get up, brother. Get up. And he jumps up. He's never walked. And a miracle. And so the next chapter, they stone Paul. Stone him. Now, I know you don't want to hear this. But it's the Bible. It's not what somebody's version of the book of Acts. It's the book of Acts. But they thought he was dead. And they quit throwing rocks. You know, they wouldn't have quit throwing them if they thought he was still alive. They meant to kill him. And after a little bit, he gets up. Glory to God. And he came back and preached to him and said, you know, we got to enter in through a lot of tribulation. What are we talking about? The word of wisdom God told him, I'm going to show him what things he must suffer for my name's sake. But it wasn't being broke. It wasn't being sick. Come on, it wasn't mental oppression. What was it? Persecution. For the word of God and the power of God. Now, we've talked about the gospel, but it wasn't just the preaching of the gospel that they had a problem with so much. It was when God confirmed his word with signs and wonders, that's what they could not handle. And they wanted to kill him. It's not enough for us to just have preaching and teaching. We got to have the confirmation of the word in the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit. And when these are turned up and cranked up, you and I are going to be shouting and they're going to have to peel us off the walls. But there's a whole lot of other folk that are not going to like it. Not going to like it. And they'll warn their children to stay away from us. Because we have supernatural things happening in our services and in our midst.
Amen.
And to people who are completely carnal and fleshy, the supernatural is scary. Strange. Weird. They've never seen it. They've never had it. So they don't believe in it.
That's right.
And there's some that'll feel it's their job to fight it. Paul and Silas, you know, they were preaching, and this young damsel came saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God that show us the way of salvation." And after several days, he looked at her and discerned that there was a spirit in that girl, and he cast it out. These are miracles. Yes, discerning of spirits. Yes. Special faith. Yes. And so, naturally, the next chapter, they arrested them, and they beat them, and they put them in stocks. But God shook the jail, right? All the chains fell off. More miracles. More miracles. They lived in miracles, didn't they? And it cost them. They were persecuted. They were hounded. They were harassed. They were arrested. Sounds like what they did with Jesus. And why did they do that with Jesus? It wasn't just because he stood up and preached and spoke words. It was the power that backed up those words. It was the miracles. It was the signs and wonders that they couldn't deny, that they couldn't stand. And this is the will of God for us today. And they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But that's okay. That's what Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians. Turn there. 2 Corinthians 12. Are we believing for manifestations of power? Yes. Are we believing for the supernatural? Yes. Not just the supernatural, but the supernatural power of God. Yes. We're believing for it. Will everybody be thrilled about it?
No.
All of us will be. But no, not everybody. All of your family. Everybody that knows you, all of your co-workers, everybody that you might know, no. They may think you've gone off the deep end. So-and-so saw what? They heard what? They did what? To the natural mind, doesn't make sense. The Bible says the natural mind is enmity against God. But there's a spiritual life that can be lived. Not a life of weirdness, but the reality of God, who is Spirit. Paul said this about his call, his ministry. In Acts 26, don't turn there, Acts 26, 18, he said he was sent to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. And he went on to say, I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision. To turn them from the power of Satan to what? The implication is from the power of Satan to the power of God. And here it's confirmed in 1 Corinthians 2, 4 and 5. 1 Corinthians 2, 4 and 5, he said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but what? Your faith is not supposed to be in how smart your preachers are. Come on now. Your faith is not supposed to be in how smart you are and how many scriptures you can quote and how much you think you know. But if it's real, there's power that backs up these words. There's manifestations of the Spirit. We're not just talking about theoretical Christianity. We're talking about living, spiritual, supernatural, miraculous Christianity. And we got to get hungry to the point where we refuse to be satisfied with anything less. Let's get hungry to the point where we are not willing to live a mental, physical life only. We desire the gifts of the Spirit. We desire the... He said that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And what he was saying to them, God has sent me to proclaim, to get people out of darkness into light, and to turn them from the power of Satan to the power of God. Well, they need to see the power of God. Thanks be unto God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you see 2 Corinthians? The 12th chapter, I had you going over there. This helps explain something that people have stumbled over. Things that, you know, confused preachers have used to rob people of their faith and all other kind of things. He talks about in 2 Corinthians 12, Paul's talking by the Spirit, about visions and revelations he had. Well, all of these, if it's a vision, if it's revelation, it have to do with these three things. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, you know, discerning of spirits. And he had revelation, he had manifestations of these. And he talked about even being caught up to the third heaven. And he said in verse 7, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now people hear the word flesh and just go off on a tangent and completely ignore everything that came before this and after it. Thorn in the flesh is a figurative expression. He is not literally, physically talking about his flesh. We use the same kind of phrase today. So-and-so is a pain in the neck, which is a very unkind thing to say. But do you literally mean that so-and-so is sticking out of your neck? Don't take my word for it now. Get in your concordance. Do a study. God used the expression talking about if they left the Canaanites, the ungodly ones in the land, he gave them the promised land back in the Old Testament. He said, there'll be thorns in your sides. He's not talking about literal barbs and thorns. It's a figure of speech. It's an expression. And he said, because of the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. What was the thorn in the flesh? You hear, it's sad. You hear people say, well, I think it was ophthalmia, a rare oriental eye disease. Why don't you read the rest of the verse? It says it was the messenger of Satan sent to buffet him, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power, somebody say power, power of Christ may rest upon me. What's he talking about? Power and persecutions. The more revelation he had, the more manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit, the more miracles they had. What else did he have? Man, the devil was stirring up people. I mean, people paid their own way to follow him to the next town, to cause him trouble, to try to kill him. What was going on? The enemy was following him around and was trying to stop him. Why? Because when people see the reality of the power of God and how good he is to heal and deliver, they'll leave him by the millions. And so he feels like he's got to stop this. This guy ain't just going around preaching. He's got gifts of the Spirit in manifestation. They got power. People see this thing is real. And so people were getting saved by the thousands, weren't they?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Revelation Gift Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304G. That's R1304G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.